Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano, also known as Slandy here on Audio Boo. It is Wednesday, December 19th, 2012. This is my second Audio Boo of the day. In fact, sort of my third, if you count my RSS feed one, where I was inquiring about where in the world one can find the RSS feeds on the new Audio Boo layout. And I got a few helpful comments, which I want to thank Paul. And there was three other people that left me comments. I think Bernie Goldbach, he left Top Gold. He left. I think he left a comment, or he did an audio boo. I'm a little bit confused now, but I know at least three people got back to me, so they've kindly suggested that I, if I have Google Chrome or Firefox, I can get add-ins to automatically detect the RSS feed embedded in the HTML of the website, even though there is no actual button showing on the website. But this this quick audio boo is just in reply to Paul Omani's, who's at Omani blog, on his little adventures with his bank card at the Bank of Ireland. And he sort of inquired about, you know, the process and how long it takes, perhaps in other parts of the world. And I can tell you, Paul, having had my card compromised at least three times over the last 3 to 4 years now, that in my case, I walk into the bank, the branch, any branch close to my house here, and I walk in and speak to one of the customer service agents and explain my situation. And within, I would say within 10 minutes, I walk out of the branch with new card in hand. With a new PIN number. So I'm not sure why there would be a 10-day process. I imagine that the cards are pre-printed, and they probably have an inventory of them somewhere. So I don't imagine that each card is made at that time. It wouldn't make any economic sense to do so. The cards are probably mass-produced with different numbers. They're not necessarily activated, because that would be certainly a security risk, but they do exist as cards and with a number, and they just have to be activated in the system and then, you know, given to the, or sent to the customers. So I don't understand where this 10 days of delay would come from. Sounds to me maybe like bureaucracy, perhaps, as you mentioned, it's probably sitting on somebody's inbox, figuratively and or literally speaking, and perhaps that person has the bottleneck and is taking a long time. I don't know. Very strange. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to chime in on for your predicament with your banking card. Well, good luck with that. I hope it goes faster than those 10 days.